time once again for Pat Radio, the post power outage Pat Radio edition. My name is Pat, and you can find out more information about this program and download archives of this and previous Pat Radio episodes at patradio.org. This time around, we talked to Mike Reed, who's going to tell us a little bit about Independence Day, which is coming up tomorrow, September 20th, downtown. And before we're done, Ben Hamilton of Benco Presents will stop in and talk a little bit about his upcoming shows. So stick around.
Let's go, O-H. Let's go.
When to kill, when to sit still. Everyone doing what? start again.
Oh,
That's a set of music dedicated to the remnants of Hurricane Ike that blew through Columbus, Ohio, knocking over trees and cutting out the power for most of us for most of the week. Some of you still might not have power, even as I speak. But I got power back. There's a Talking Heads doing Listening Wind from Remain in Light. Before that, Cat Power from her covers album. Doing I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Sonic Youth doing Electricity from a tribute album to Captain Beefheart entitled Fast and Bulbous. Elf Power, before that, did Owl Cut, White Flowers in the Sky. And that comes from an album that they released this past March called In a Cave. Electrolane did On Parade from The Power Out. Then we heard the Thermals before that doing Power Doesn't Run on Nothing, and that comes from their album of last year called The Body, the Blood, the Machine. Iggy and the Stooges doing the title cut from Raw Power, and we started everything off with The Arcade Fire doing Neighborhood Number 3, Power Out. You're listening to the Pat Radio Show, and this weekend we got another one of those outdoor all-day-long music and art festivals called, this time around, Independence Day. Not to be confused with July 4th. One of the many bands playing is The Exceptionals, and it's been a while since we heard from The Exceptionals. From their album, Meet The Exceptionals, here's their song, We're Getting Naked at the Discotheque.
We're gonna make it up. dancing and prancing, adult entertainment on the dance floor, while the lighted punks with the dope and the drugs will wax their back on girls on the dance floor. And Jimmy and a good sandwich in between the chits could be dwarf if he sits out on the dance floor. Oh, baby, you know, here I go again. No modern steroids, lip lock with tabloids, hip hop, and boy, you know you want more. Loving my circuitry program so perfectly, rules all because of me on the dance floor.
This is My Suitcase, doing two expletives short of a fashion statement. And prior to that, we're getting Naked at the Discotheque by The Exceptionals. Both of those bands taking part in Independence Day tomorrow. And here's Mike Reed to tell us a little bit more about the event.
Independence Day is an event down on Gay Street on September 20th, Gay and Pearl, that as a showcase for Columbus talent in the arts and music and related fields. Tons of local bands, two stages, 20 bands, roaming performers, dance theater performers in Due Amici, local businesses doing interesting things, a street market with over 100 local vendors, exhibitors, information idea conference pavilion in the vault, and lots of other stuff going on. I should probably not forget to mention beer tents. We'll have plenty of beer, so come down, have a beer, have a good time.
Alright. Let's talk a little bit about that whole Gay and Pearl area there. It's getting a lot of notice in the press, local press, lately.
It is sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? It is the the crux of where interesting creative things are going on in Columbus. We're really fortunate to have been invited in to collaborate to put on this event in that area, because it really represents just a fertile ground for creativity. There's the Shelf and Skylab. There are tons of interesting businesses down there. Grip Technology, they do really interesting stuff. And there's just a vibe on the street that cool things are happening here, and I would love to see that spread and become more omnipresent in Columbus. So we're just trying to, as a group of people in Couch Fire, collaborating with so many other people who've helped out with this event, trying to promote that area and those creative people who are doing that, and help people catch on and understand that it's a really cool thing that that should spread through the city. We'll be right back.
bars and coffee shops to find him, but he really means pages upon pages, take space up underneath the kitchen. Realize all you know is just a closet full of useless data sheets. The punchline said you knew it all along, but the truth was lying. Love is lost, we swear that they were better left behind. It's they who breed the problems where the answers that they're far too young to find. It's this that keeps the others thinking we could be the fillers in their songs. It's a lyric in their rhetoric that's telling me they've had it all along. It's far too old to be this quick. Time and time. A hippie nomad girl in an orthodox long skirt. She asked you if you think that love's a vice. You say, yeah, but it can work. Yeah, I dream of independent love. We'll sing and kiss just as we want it to. Desire precedes action, not an endless game of signs to misconstrue. Time's just a hill of fall. Time's far too old to be this quick. And time again. Years prolonging to death, some in health, with others under. Skip to read the end and salvage what it is that's left. Yeah, I wanna be oblivious, but I just can't shake the rational mind. Here I'd have close fingers like a child who's told you shouldn't stare at mine. Time's just a yellow fall. Time is far too old to be this quick. And time again.
Arquette Philip doing Time's Just a Healer. And before that, Rose Hips doing a song called The Remainder. Both of those bands are taking part in Independence Day. And I'm going to continue with my interview with Mike Reed, in which we discuss more pertinent information about this event. Let me give you the complete rundown on the Gay Street stage, starting at 12 noon. We've got This Is My Suitcase, followed by Stretch Lefty, Deerhead, Random Movement, The Exceptionals, Rose Hips, Six Gallery, Pirate, Happy Chichester, and winding things up at 9 p.m., Two Cow Garage. Then the Pearl Alley stage starts at 12:30 with Our Cat Philip, followed by Paggio Paggio. Is that how you say that?
Pago Pago, I believe.
Pago Pago. There we go. Karate Coyote after them, Lopan, The Slide Machine, and Pearl Alley stage winds up at 5:30 with 1.3. And then there are also DJ sets happening related to the Damon Day Parade.
Yeah, this is the ending point for the Damon Day Parade this year. And so it was ideal to have some bands on stage that represented music that Damon loved, and that was the goal there.
Okay. So we've got Catalyst from 9:30. Wait, I'm sorry. Let me get this straight.
I think it's...
it's just 6:30 to 10. It looks like that's all of them, yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, Catalyst, DJ Detox, and DJ True Skills. Okay, but besides music, we've got... Mike Reed, by the way, is my guest, and he's one of the folks involved in Independence Day. And first of all, I guess it's happening downtown. How best should people get there?
Good question. There's not... there's the perception that there's not a lot of places to park downtown, but in fact, I don't want to go off on a rant about downtown surface parking lots, but there's a tremendous number of them downtown. The most helpful bit of information is we have a map maker. Zach Henkel is making a map for the event that will show local businesses, restaurants, parking, bike parking, garages, and all of the important bits. We'll get that online as soon as we can, but there are parking garages in the area for people to park. I would recommend take the bus down or ride a bike. Unfortunately, we couldn't get Pedal Instead to do bike route parking because they're at the OSU game. There are only so many resources to go around, but there are plenty of places to lock a bike. That's probably the best way to get down there.
Okay. And in addition to the music, other things going on?
There's also a performance element that represents more of the local theater, Columbus Dance Theater, Christina Isabel and her group, and I don't have the list in front of me, but there's a performance space in Due Amici where they're, I should mention, Available Light Theater too. They're awesome. Where those groups are performing in Due Amici, and then also we'll have roaming performers all day on the street. The street's shut down, and that gives us a really interesting and large venue to do all kinds of things. So there's the performance aspect of it. There is the piece that I'm involved with is an idea conference I was inspired by. TED.com meets Instructables.com. That was the goal, and put a call out for people just to sort of come in this open creative space and present something to other people, and had a few interesting takers on that. So that happens in the vault during the day from 12 to 5:30 or 6, with presentations throughout the day. What else is going on down there? The street market is for what we're calling exhibitors. It's a range of things from arts and crafts to we have a book vendor. I mean, there's just too much to even really get into. There's over 100 people that will have booth or table spaces down there. So it should be plenty of stuff for everyone and then some. In addition, the final thing, the people who actually call Gay and Pearl their home, a lot of them are participating. Businesses are staying open to serve food, serve drinks, to do interesting things like I mentioned in Due Amici. Tip Top is grilling some corn on the patio. There's Grip Technology is going to do something, open their doors and do something interesting. So also The Shelf and Skylab have events going on that day that we're helping to publicize and really sort of showcase the people that are already down there, who live there, who call that home, and I guess thanks for inviting us into your home to throw a big party.
All right, once again, that's this Saturday, September 20th, Gay Street downtown. Last fall.
wake up lonely and go to bed the same way. People, they call me just to make sure I'm okay. But I think I'm healing. Damn this feeling. I have been reeling since last season. So one thing I had left from everything I'd kept, I'm gonna miss how bad this has felt. Women adored me for the sad look in my eyes. Now they ignore me for getting on with my life. Cause I think I'm healing. Damn this feeling. I've been reeling since last season. So one thing I had left from everything I kept, I'm gonna miss how bad this has felt. How bad this has felt. How bad this has felt.
That's the Evangelicals from a tour-only EP that you may be able to pick up if you go see them this week. The song's called Halloween. And before that, Hayden doing Damn This Feeling. Both Hayden and the Evangelicals are coming to town, and here's our friend Ben Hamilton to tell us a little bit more.
The next night on Tuesday, I have two things at two different clubs. Hayden is at the Rumba Cafe, and Evangelicals is at Scully's.
Tween.
And there's a lot of things coming up. Yeah. The rest of the... Then things are off for about a week and a half at Milo, and then we pick back up with the next show will be the legendary Shack Shakers, and they're bringing one support band with them. But in addition to that, the Reverend, the leader of the legendary Shack Shakers, is actually he's made a documentary about the South. I think it's called Seven Signs, and I think the tagline on it is Myth, Magic, and Music of the South. And so there's a lot of things about snake handling and punk rock in the South. And, it should be pretty cool. So that's going to screen before the show. There'll be the movie and then the opening band, and then the Shack Shakers will take the stage. And that's Thursday, October 2nd. And that Saturday is, what do we have that Saturday? It's Dodo's is the following week. Damian Jurado. With opening that show will be Miles Benjamin Anthony Robinson, who's another singer-songwriter, kind of like Damien. So, yeah, things are moving right along.
All right, sounds great. And if people want information, they can go to bencopresents.com and find out about all the concerts coming up, where and when and how much and where to get tickets. Opening for Hayden Tuesday night at the Rumba is Eric Metronome. So we're going to wrap up Pat Radio this week with Eric Metronome's Call It A Day from You Should Be Happy. See you next time.
I'm trying to make amends, but I can't even seem to make ends meet. And I'm trying to be true to my friends. With the way things are, I've already been beat, and it seems like you don't really care either way. If we keep on going, we'll call it a day. I'm okay with whatever we do. Is it fun anymore for you? I'm not trying to cross anyone. I'll choose my own battles and plan for a loss. The bridges I've already burned, they can't be rebuilt, and I won't get across. Cause it seems like you don't really care either way. If we keep on going or call it a day, I'm okay with whatever we do. Is it fun anymore? Like you don't really care either way. If we keep on going or call it a day, I'm okay with whatever we do. Is it fun anymore for you?